beginning current daf mesach is getting daf and ches. We begin the manal, begin tezhata, begin with the gemara. Come on, Mishnah Paiskalov. He says, whatever money is going to cost me to get this kid out of prison, I'm going to pay. So he's bothered, and he's coming to answer. He says, because kiyikas akarnas tapash, when the danger is to a person's life, then poyin shvurin yisal kol al kadei demen. Then you could actually redeem the captive even more than what the value is. Because min prekash lech ligmus is set on daf mem zayim and aleph. This guy sold himself and his children to the non-Jews. So there, that they were in danger. So you were able to redeem the sons after the father because he was keeping on selling them back. But sure, over here, when the kid's gonna die, so then you're allowed to. Or you know another person. You saw that he was incredibly sagacious, and because of that, it's an extenuating circumstance. But you're right, generally not allowed to pay more for the captive than what their value is. But with a document, so then that's going to be different. I mean, this halach of lokach min ha-sikrikin, and then from the balabais, the mekach is going to be bottle. So Rav says, only if he said to him, lechazak v'kani. But with a shtar, then he's going to be koina. If he wrote a shtar in his name, then he shouldn't have done so much, unless if he was really bona fide selling him. And therefore, yeah, even if he first puts on the sikrikin, he's going to be koina. Now, there's really two similar cases that the Mishnah was talking about. One's a husband and a wife, where the wife is losing when the husband's selling, and the sekrekin, when the owner's losing because the sekrekin is selling it. So as they say, each and every kli is also going on the case of the wife. It's obvious from the Gemara shortly that the proof was actually from that case that the Gemara brings. I bought them peg mishal yidnasi. What do you do with the Gemara in Ksubis that they came it out? Cause the obligation if the husband wrote it to the first one, the lechasmalay, and his wife did not sign off on that one. Well, Shani, the second, but and she signed off on that one. It's the second person. So the halacha is ivdik ksubasa. So she, according to one interpretation, she loses her ksuba. Mashma sounds like because two. She only signed off on the second one. Well, what's the discrepancy? If you're saying because you really wanted to just do a favor to your husband, then why didn't you find no sign off on the first one? Obviously, the first one, no, you weren't interested. The second one, you were interested, and if you did it willingly. Now, but that's why so Mashma, it sounds like, okay, that the b'chad lekeach, when there's one buyer, and that she signed off on, she could say, oh, I was just doing a favor to my husband because I don't want him to be upset at me. So the question is, if she could say that, so if this halacha of writing a shtar is said on the case of woman also, so what? If the woman writes a shtar, then the buyer is going to be kind, even though it's the one that's designated for a ksuba. But why is that? Why can't she say, I only signed up because nachas ruchas is labayli, but I didn't mean for anything, as it sounds like in the growing subas. So it says, the chasma b'dei kishchasma al-shtar shal-bala is when she signed on her husband's document. That's not going to be valid, because she said, I don't want my husband to be upset. V'alcha kishchasar shal-bala f'nei asma, it's the one where she wrote her own document. Who asked you to do that? Oh, that's obviously because you're okay with it. V'alcha, moreover, the chasma d'chasam, there when we say that she signed, it means she nisratzes b'mechir sabal, she was okay with the husband selling, or she was Michael the Sheba that she has on that. That's where she could say, I was only doing it just, you know, because I wanted to do Nachas Ruch Labali. Because she cast her stomach here where she wrote a document of a sale, she mecheres like that she's selling it to him. Why is she selling it separately? Obviously to show that she's okay. Now, the Biden Mefarash Rabbi Blaza Mishanza, he has a different interpretation. He actually explains that Rabbi Shmuel Peligi Hocha, that actually the machlekes over here is bachrayas regarding when insurance, that toy saver, if you don't have achrayas, that's really just a mistake of the scribe, and you do mean to have achrayas. Where it's machlekes, do you see the same thing by a sale? The Shmuel Tameh goes according to his reason, by a loan document, everyone would take insurance, but by a sale, no, it's not toy saver. And Rav Sabi says, no, even by Mecha Memka. So, Bistam Shtark, regular document, is Kukasva Leachraistam. It's like insurance was written. And therefore, by Hid the Ksubis, the case of the Ksubis is Kishapirsha Dulikibla Chraist Medias, when she's saying, well, I'm not taking responsibility. So, it's regarding specifically that case over there, where everybody would agree that she could claim, well, I didn't mean to sell it, because I was like, explicitly not taking responsibility. It was just to do nachas ruach a sisi labayli. And it's over here the machlekes is, according to Rav, that he holds that every shtar has a chrayis, even if it wasn't written explicitly. They say that the server just made a mistake, and therefore It's like she's taking achrayus. Okay, so that would be a full-fledged mechira. But according to Shmuel, say on the mishtar hava, the shtar chumekta memker, we say that no, not necessarily, and it's like a shtar without achrayus, and therefore that's why it's not going to be a full-fledged mechira.